Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
What is going on? Dominic Jimenez in the saddle again for Rick Tittle. A lot going on in the sporting world. A lot. Basketball trades. A baseball fan crosses the heckling line, bringing a player to tears. So much going on in the draft. NBA and NHL draft coming up. Baseball's going. Club World Cup going. Gold Cup going. Lots and lots going on in the world of sports, and I'm lucky enough to help you navigate through it here as we get going. Dominic Jimenez, this is Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. This is Titillating Sports. However you might be joining us, I'd like to thank you for taking some time and spending some time with me as I ramble about sports. Coming up this hour in about 5 minutes here, I'll be joined by two-time Emmy winner Eric Stonestreet and his mom, Jamie, hear about what they're talking about and how they're trying to get information out about helping treat type 2 diabetes. Both of them have it and are wanting to help others take care of themselves, and we love that. And other than that, as of right now, it's just your phone calls that will keep me going. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 is the number to call and be heard. And we'll talk whatever you want in the world of sports. We can talk about it. We can talk about the A's breaking ground in Vegas. Again, any of these basketball trades, whatever it might be. If it's sports, I gotcha. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez, Sports Byline USA, and the American Forces Radio Network, heard across the country and around the world. This is Titillating Sports. We are working on getting Eric Stone Street and his mom, Jamie. They are just wrapping up the previous interview. And for those of you who hear me say, Eric Stone Street, and those of you who are like, name's familiar, but I don't know who that is. If you've seen Modern Family, he plays Cam, who's married to Mitchell. All right, welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez here, Sports Byline USA, heard across the country and around the world on many affiliates, Sirius XM, and on the American Forces Radio Network. It's my pleasure to welcome in two-time Emmy winner Eric Stone Street and his mom, Jamie. You recognize him as Cam from Modern Family, and he's here with his mom to talk about their participation in the Duets for Type 2 Diabetes campaign with Mounjaro. Jamie, let me start with you. Getting a diagnosis of any kind is going to be daunting. Diabetes, I think, has a very cloudy aura around it, we'll call it. How were you able to lean on each other and family and friends to kind of get past that initial shock?
Well, when I was first diagnosed with it, I didn't take it seriously. My kids were little. I just went on with life. And as I got older, I found out there are complications you can get if your A1C gets too high. And then my doctor suggested this new treatment that was coming out. And then at the same time, I found out that Eric was going through similar things. So we've kind of shared what's going on with us with Mounjaro, and it's helped immensely.
And Eric, tell me a little bit about the Duets for Type 2 Diabetes campaign and what it's been like getting to work with your mom, just working with her, but also kind of having a shared experience of trying to stay healthy.
Well, that's it in a nutshell right there, is a shared experience. That's what we want to encourage people to do, is share their experience with the website, Mounjaro.com/duets. Share the experience with their mom. Share the experience with their doctor. Share the experience with someone, because as you said, you're truly the first person I've talked to today that has said what I was going to say before I say it, which is there is this real weird cloud around type 2 diabetes. And it's true. When I was diagnosed, I was embarrassed, because being a big dude, and I've always been a big guy my whole life, I thought, like, well, I'll tell people I have type 2 diabetes, and they'll be like, well, duh, obviously you have type 2 diabetes, which made me internalize it, right, and not want to talk about it. And so the whole point of the campaign is, hopefully, by my mom and I here talking about it and telling you, hey, we have type 2 diabetes, that will inspire you to tell someone, hopefully your doctor, hopefully you'll go to the doctor, get the diagnosis if you think you have it, or manage the diagnosis better with your doctor, be your own advocate, or share it with friends and family. There are so many people that don't share their health issues with people, and that's what we want people to do.
All right.
Yeah, I will say, Eric, there is type 2 diabetes in my family, so I think that's how I can kind of relate to the familial needs to kind of lean on everybody. And Jamie, for you, you mentioned in your first answer, you kind of ignored it for a little bit. For you now on this journey with Eric, being able to, you know, rely on somebody who you trust implicitly, the trust between a mother and a son, very few bonds can come even close to that. So how has that been for you, being able to lean on somebody that you can just trust implicitly and you know is not going to carry any judgment against you?
Well, that's an interesting comment to make, because the older you get, the more the role reversal comes in. So I have Eric checking on me like I'm the kid, and we work that way, and yeah, we help each other.
I'm like the overbearing helicopter son. I'm always like, are you okay? Is everything fine? Are you walking? Like, and it's so true what she said, is that does happen, and I understand that, you understand that, and you know, we're equals in this right here. Like, she ignored hers. I didn't tell anybody about mine. I didn't tell them when I was diagnosed. And, you know, kids don't know anything about what their parents are really going through when I was a young guy with their health issues. My dad, I couldn't even guess how many years my dad's type 2 diabetes was uncontrolled. I would probably say for many years, because he, unfortunately, got the complications of an uncontrolled A1C late in his life, and it was brutal. When he was passing away, that's what he was complaining about. It wasn't his leukemia. It was his diabetic neuropathy, which we know is a complication due to uncontrolled A1C. So in that moment, I said, well, here's the deal. I can control my A1C, thankful to Mounjaro and other treatments like it, and that's worked for me. I'm going to do that. And in turn, it's made me become a partner to the treatment, to the drug. And it's the same with mom. We take better care of ourselves because we know Mounjaro has our back in the best way it can. So we need to have its back in the best way we can.
That's right. That's a good plan.
And I know my mom is listening to this right now, and the next time that I ask her, hey, is everything okay? You good? I'm going to have it in my head now, Eric. I'm being a helicopter son, so thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, and listen, you know, it'd be a lot easier in life if you didn't care about your parents, right? Like, I cared about my dad and care about my parents. So, mom, I'm sure she's thankful that you care about her and that you are on top of it and want to know how everything is. It's this weird thing that happens, right? I'm thankful that I had parents that took good care of me, and now my mission and my goal is to take as good a care of them as they age, as they took care of me as I aged, right?
Yeah. He did for his dad, and I'm sure he'll continue to do for me.
We'll see.
Maybe.
100% can completely agree. And we're speaking with Eric Stonestreet, the 2-time Emmy Award winner, and his mom, Jamie. They're here talking about the Duets for Type 2 Diabetes campaign with Mounjaro. Eric, a couple career questions for you. What is it like working after being part of a long-running and wildly popular show like Modern Family? I'd imagine it's a double-edged sword where, I was on a pretty big show. Look at all these doors that are open for me, while simultaneously trying to shed the camness where everybody only sees the big gay guy. What has that experience been like for you?
Well, you know, the success of Modern Family has made that experience for me a lot less stressful because I don't have to be anywhere that I don't want to be, or I don't have to be doing anything that I don't want to do. So, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm like turning 25 offers down a week, but my point is I get to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I was never worried about typecasting. If people only see me as Cameron Tucker for the rest of their lives, I really consider that their problem, not my problem, because I wasn't Cameron Tucker before in my 13-year career. And there's going to be a lot of characters that I play afterwards. Right now, I'm going to come out on Dexter Resurrection, where I can assure you people will not like me as much as they maybe liked Cameron Tucker on Modern Family. And look, that's all I ever wanted to do. I wanted to affect people. I wanted to create characters that make you laugh, that creep you out, that do whatever. I want you as the viewer to sit back, relax, and know that you're in the hands of an actor who's created a character. So I'm thankful that I get to create characters, and I was so happy when the Dexter producers called me and thought of me to play this role, and this is just one of the things that I've got coming up. And, you know, this right here, this is working after Modern Family. Modern Family opened a tremendous amount of avenues for me, one of which is being able to hopefully inspire people with something. And in this case, it's working with my mom and talking about type 2 diabetes. So I have no complaints career-wise in any way, shape, or form, and just grateful that I was on a show for 11 years. Not many people can say that.
That's all right.
We've got about 60 seconds left, Eric, really quick. I know you're a huge Chiefs and Royals fan. We do a lot of sports talk here, so I've got to ask, over the last 15 years, how much joy have you had with the Royals winning a World Series? You've got Bobby Witt now, and, oh, yeah, you know, the Chiefs just have this generational quarterback. How much joy has Kansas City sports brought you?
I never, mom knows what a diehard Chiefs fan I am and have been my whole life. And, you know, I was a fan of almost, and now I'm not that fan anymore. I know because of Patrick and Andy, we have a shot at everything, and it's not going to be almost. Sure, we lost the Super Bowl to the Eagles last year. They beat us. They devastated us on the field. But that motivated Patrick. It motivates the fan base. We're going to be back and stronger this year than we were last year. My whole fandom changed with one play against Baltimore, 4th-and-13, and Patrick connected to Tyreek Hill for like 25. And I realized in that moment, my fandom changed, where I wasn't like, oh, we're not going to get this. It changed in that moment to, we're probably going to get this. And it's the exception when we don't now. And, I mean, it's Patrick Mahomes, baby. So I'm excited. And if I never thought I'd have a Super Bowl in my fandom, one. And now I have three with five appearances. If they never went back to another Super Bowl, I've lived a great life as a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
That's Eric Stone.
He's a true fan.
That is Eric Stone Street and his mom Jamie on behalf of Duets for Type 2 Diabetes campaign with Mounjaro. Really quick, where can people who are listening go to find more information about the Duets for Type 2 Diabetes campaign?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. It's Mounjaro.com/ Duets. Go to the website. Again, it's a resource. It's a place where you can ask questions, but you can also learn about other people's stories. And that's what we want people to understand, is everyone has a story with respect to type 2 diabetes somehow. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me since they've started seeing me on this, just like yourself, you know, opening up and saying you have family members with it. It's everywhere, and everybody is touched by it somehow. So we just want to inspire people to be open and honest and talk about it and get to the doctor and come up with a treatment plan that works for them.
That is Eric Stone Street and his mom, Jamie. Thank you both so much for taking some time and joining me today. Appreciate getting to chat with both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that once again, two-time Emmy winner, Eric Stone Street and his mom, Jamie, on behalf of Duets for Type 2 Diabetes campaign with Mounjaro. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Tittle-Laney Sports.
A
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show, Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. It was a fun interview with Eric Stonestreet and his mom. I was a big fan of Modern Family for about six or so seasons. I'm not going to say I got through all 11, but I watched a lot of it. And in its early days, it was hard to beat. It was hilarious. Stayed funny. But, you know, after a certain number of seasons, it stays difficult to keep the charm and to stay funny and keep the formula right and going. It's not that it got bad, it just wasn't quite as good. But a big fan of Ty Burrell as Phil Dunphy. Some of his... I forgot what he called them, but his like Phil-isms, I keep them in my brain. Every time I hear first impression, I think, you know, you only get one first impression, so make it a good one. I recommend Julia Child. Pass the giblets. Like, it's a stupid joke. It's kind of subtle, but it's hilarious. All right, let's talk some sports. If you want to call... If I had more time, I would have told Eric. I hope, I don't hope that Patrick Mahomes keeps it up, because I'm a Niners fan, tired of the Chiefs. But I didn't go there. We were running out of time, and the interview was going too well. I didn't want to ruin it by saying, I hate your Chiefs. It's got to be hard right now for Royals fans, because you got the World Series back in 2015 they won. It was 15 or 13. The Rangers, it was 15. I'm like, they won the year after they lost, so it was 15. So they had that. You had the core of Hosmer and Gordon and Moustakas, and that was all great. And it's probably gotten a little frustrating. You got Bobby Witt. You got Chris Bubik. Bubich. Not 100% how sure how to say it. But I know he's a really good young pitcher. You've got some talent. Mikel Garcia. But haven't been great. But that's fine. Coming up is the NBA draft. And with that comes a bunch of trades. We've talked on this show this week about the Kevin Durant trade. We've talked about the Drew Holiday trade. I was very brief about it, but just a quick reminder, Drew Holiday goes to Portland again. That's where the Bucks traded him. And Portland got rid of him and sent him to Boston. Now Boston sends him back to Portland. And Drew Holiday, I respect it. He's a veteran. He's earned the right to share what he's thinking. Share how he feels. He's not happy about going back to Portland. It's like, no, I don't want to play there. I'm not happy about this at all. And I can't blame him. You go from title contender to team rebuilding. Yeah, I wouldn't be happy either. Given how he doesn't want to be there, I'd imagine they work on a trade or a buyout of some kind to make everybody walk away happy. Okay, so those were the two trades that we talked about. Well, two more trades have happened before the draft, and we have to talk about them because they're significant. They're not, you know, player number 11 in our rotation for your second-round pick. No, it's not like that. No. All-stars are being traded. Picks are being traded. So let's break it down, shall we? And we've got, you, if you want to share your thoughts on the draft or trades or whatever in the sporting world, give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And we'll talk whatever it is in the sporting world you want to talk about. Until then, you're just going to hear me talk about the NBA trade deadline. The New Orleans Pelicans get Jordan Poole, former Golden State Warrior. He's a guard. Guard Sadiq Bey and a 2025 second-round pick. So that's the 40th overall pick in this draft. The Wizards will be receiving C.J. McCollum, guard, forward Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick. Kind of weird, huh? Yeah, it's weird both ways. I don't want to say either team lost this trade, and we won't know until things happen, right? Like, oh yeah, I can say they lost the trade, whatever. The fact of the matter is, we don't know. We don't know who's going to win, who's going to lose until games are played. So, for the Pelicans, you trade C.J. McCollum, who had 1 year left on his deal, so he'll be a free agent after next year, expiring contract for this upcoming season. You do get younger by trading for Jordan Poole, and you've got him for 2 years, this year at $31.8 and next year for $34 million. Bunch of incentives and realistically not going to reach him. McCollum was a good Pelican. He was injured a few times, so obviously you have to think about that. That comes into play, the reliability, availability. But they get rid of him. And Olynyk basically trading him straight for Sadiq Bey. They've got some more money that frees up some money getting rid of Olynyk. Sadiq Bey, good player. He didn't play last year because of an ACL tear. But he's a good player. I like him. We'll have to see how he fits in with the Pelicans. Pelicans are a young team. I don't know who the coach is there anymore. I don't know what their style of play is going to be. But as a young player, hard to not believe he can find a spot on this team. Because they're not going to be good again. And Poole had his great year with the Warriors. Traded for Chris Paul. Did not have a great time in Washington in terms of stats, but he did score 20.5 points per game last year on 38% from three-point range. So that's not bad. The Pelicans trying to improve Achilles rupture for DeJounte Murray, which I didn't even talk about because I forgot about it. We talked about Tatum, Lillard. I even talked about Durant, who didn't have it this year, but, you know, there's that. So there's that going on. And then the Wizards, you know what? We'll get to the Wizards on the other side because we have to head to a commercial break here momentarily. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 is the number to call. Get heard, and we can talk sports. We just have a nice conversation or an impassioned conversation, depending on what it is we're talking about. So give me a call, 1-800-878-7529. We'll break down the rest of this trade and others on the other side. Dominic Jimenez, Titillating Sports, Sports Byline, USA.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on MyPlan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez, Titillating Sports, Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. Open lines here. You can give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And as Rick likes to say, get you in, get you heard. Girl, just kidding. Although he does do that and say that sometimes, so I guess it's not too much of a joke. It was actually kind of serious. All right, we're breaking down NBA trades ahead of the draft. Cooper Flagg probably going to go number one. I'm not going to say it with 99.99% certainty, but it's more like 98.9% certainty. Something weird can happen, but... And before we get back to the trades, Kyrie Irving did decline his option with the intention to sign a 3-year extension with the Mavericks. So it'll be KD. I'm mixing players. Kyrie, AD Anthony Davis, and probably Cooper Flagg for at least the next 3 years in Dallas. All right, we were talking about the CJ McCollum, Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, Kelly Olynyk, and second round pick trade. The Wizards. It's a little odd trading a 26-year-old guard for a 34-year-old guard. You've already got Chris Middleton, who's 33, and Marcus Smart, who's 31. However, what the Wizards are doing is they're bringing in older guys to play, to be a hopefully positive influence on some of their very young players, guys like Alex Saar and Corey Kispert, those kind of guys. They're not long-term players. It'd be hard if they're going to... It's hard to imagine them being on the team by the next trade deadline. They're probably going to be flipped for picks and maybe a young player or two if they can. If not, a lot of contracts are up soon, and the Wizards are going to have a ton of money. Now, let me see if I can find this chart. There was a chart I saw, and I talk about how much money the Wizards would have, and, oh, I found it. These are the salaries on the books for the Wizards. Chris Middleton, $51 million. CJ McCollum, $46 million. Malcolm Brogdon, $33.7 million. Marcus Smart, $32 million. Kelly Olynyk, $25 million. Jan Mahinmi, $23 million. Rashawn Holmes, $19.9 million. Kendrick Nunn, $6.8 million. And then all of the following players are making $2.25 million. I imagine it was a... contract deferrals or one of those, we can spread out the cap hit over X number of years. All of these guys making $2.25 million this year. Anthony Gill, Ty Lawson, Shabazz Napier, Tomasz Satoranski, Ramon Sessions, JT Thor, Tristan Vukcevic, Cassius Winston, Jonathan Williams. Total cap holds, $259.9 million. All of that is going to be off the books for the Wizards next year. But Ty Lawson, this is how I saw it described. Ty Lawson hasn't played, not just for the Wizards, but in the NBA since the Obama administration. That's 8 years ago. So I want to say, great, the Wizards are going to have all of this money. And you know what, Christian? Christian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. So, I've been hearing y'all for the entire time.
So you know what, Christian? So I'm doing all of the button pressing, and you know what happened is, amazingly, I managed to lock in this phone, because I usually block the first phone line because it can be staticky sometimes, peeking behind the curtain here. Whenever I pressed it, happened to be the exact same time you called. So I didn't see the second line ring. I had no idea you were on. I'm glad you followed me on Twitter and you asked, because now I can say, we've got Christian, our good friend down in Texas. Christian, what's happening?
You know what, Cash Waldo? Just be glad you don't do a show regularly on this network. I mean, I know you've been a part of this network for about close to 12 years or the entire time that I've been calling here, which is about 15, but still, though, just be glad you don't have to run the operation every day on this network.
Oh, if I was doing multiple hours on the air, pushing my own buttons, I'd go crazy. I can do it. I can do it in doses. Like, when Rick's gone for a week, I can handle it. Full-time, I don't think I could do it. Something would just be bound to go wrong. But, Christian, what's on your mind, pal?
Well, to be honest, I mean, y'all were talking, I mean, you especially, were talking about the trade details of the deals that won't be locked in until July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just got to ask, when it comes down to the Rockets trading for Durant, even though I hope it's not another Charles Barkley type of thing, where you bring in somebody old for trading away your young core. But now you got Fred VanVleet, who, oh, by the way, breaking news, just signed a 2-year, $150 million extension to his contract. And then you got Alfred Shingun. You got Amen Thompson. You got the still young core of the Rockets, now with the veteran core of Kevin Durant and Fred VanVleet. How do you think that's going to work for Clutch City?
I think it's a fantastic trade for Houston. Even if Kevin Durant is not the Kevin Durant that he once was, bringing in another veteran, a guy who can go get you a bucket when things get stagnant, which we saw happen with the Rockets against the Warriors. At times, you needed a guy to go get a bucket, and you just didn't have, quote-unquote, that guy yet. I think Amen Thompson can absolutely be that. I think Tari Eason can turn into Jabari Smith. Those guys are going to be great role players. Shengun, not dominant, very good, not dominant. And Fred VanVleet, very good. I think it was a great trade because you still have all those guys I mentioned and Reed Sheppard. You managed to keep all of those guys. I will say Dylan Brooks brings a certain amount of grit and toughness, if not physicality, maybe even a little bit of dirty play. He knows his role. It's to irritate people on the other team, play tough defense, and hit the occasional three-pointer. So you lose him. That part stinks, but you bring in Kevin Durant. And Jalen Green wasn't going to stay long-term in Houston. It seemed pretty clear they didn't want to give him an extension. I think it's a fantastic trade. You gave up, what 5 second-round picks? That's it? That's a great trade.
Mm-hmm. Even though you don't get any first-round picks, well, probably for the next couple of drafts, but still, though, that also works well, too, because it builds upon your future without having to tank all the way through.
Right, you're able, depending on how this goes, they're going to be able to successfully navigate somewhat of a two-timeline thing here where we want to win now, so we're going to bring in Kevin Durant, we're going to have two older guys with him and VanVleet, but we're also going to develop our young players. But our young players are very good, so as they're developing, they're going to help us win. Look what we did this year without Kevin Durant. And this is no disrespect to Jalen Green or Dylan Brooks. I'd much rather have Kevin Durant if I'm trying to win a game. So seeing how they do it, I don't know how the Rockets are going to handle it. We got to let it play out. But as of right now, 5 months before the season starts, it looks like they are in good position to do the dual timeline thing successfully, something the Warriors were not quite able to do over the last 5 years.
Exactly. And come to think of it, now that I mean, obviously, when it comes down to the Oklahoma City Thunder winning the NBA title, I mean, it's, again, an open playing field for everybody to basically get their dreams across, to get their future going. No thinking about what's in the future when the future is right now.
Right, that's actually the best example of... not. I can't say it's quite the best example because there were no two timelines, just Oklahoma City, we're young, we're going to just acquire all of this talent, and we're going to go for it. I can't, if they had traded, you know, Chet Holmgren to bring in Kevin Durant or something like that, okay, maybe that's two timelines, but there are hardly... I think Alex Caruso's the oldest guy, and he's like 30. There's no two timelines, just... Oklahoma City is set up to win for like the next 10 years if they can, you know, successfully retain their core and continue to draft well. But I think Houston, we saw them. They took a step this year, got that playoff experience, and now I think they're in a position to take that next step potentially.
True, true. And one more thing before I end this inauspicious run on this program, even though y'all had me on the line for about 20 minutes or so. I mean, I just want to ask, when it comes, ASK, of course, when it comes down to this boxing match this weekend between Jake Paul and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., I mean, if I read it correctly, the winner of this boxing match will move on into title contention in the cruiserweight division by two of the four sanctioning bodies. I mean, I just got to ask, again, ASK, Jake Paul's only been fighting for 5 years as a professional boxer, six if you count his white collar days, but do you think that he really deserves a title shot?
So I'll start that off with saying I'm surprised I didn't even know that fight was happening. Not because I'm a huge boxing fan, not because I'm a plugged into the Jake Paul system and all of that. No, I'm surprised I didn't know what happens because I usually will have heard about it by now. I don't know if it's just not being promoted as much, or maybe it's because it's more of a traditional boxing match versus a boxing spectacle, which the matches tend to seem to be.
To be honest, Dominic, the fight is being promoted by DAZN. It's being put over by Golden Boy Promotions and Nikita Bedarian, Jake Paul's co-partner with the Most Valuable Promotions. It's just that after all of what went down in the sports world the last few days, not that many people are caring.
No, and I think there's a handful of people that it's Jake Paul, I'm out. It's just him and his brother are very similar where they're going to bring in a ton of eyeballs because people want to see, oh, is that guy going to get beat up finally? But also there's going to be people who are like, there's also going to be people who I couldn't care less.
Don't even get me started on both of those brothers. I have some really not suitable for work things to say about them that I feel would be best kept off this radio program.
Well, I appreciate you for that, Christian. But I will say, I don't know if he deserves a title fight yet. I think if he had more of these, I'm going to use air quotes here, real boxing fights, matches, and he was winning them and succeeding, then I'll say, yeah, he probably deserves it. I think Jake Paul is actually a decent boxer from what I've seen, but I don't think he's title contention worthy yet, given that a lot of his matches have been against former athletes from other sports and MMA fighters who are not boxers.
Or two of the fights that he recently had were just against, you know, jobbers, so to speak, to use a wrestling terminology.
Yeah, so I'll say not yet. But you know what? He brings eyeballs, and at the end of the day, that's all a promoter can ask for is having a guy who can make people watch. Christian, I got to head to break. Sorry for leaving you hanging there for about 15 minutes, but I appreciate you taking some time and joining me and hanging in there. Thanks so much, as always.
No prob, Dom Jimenez 21. And thanks for having me on, despite the issues.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And, of course, you know, I would have had you on much earlier if I had realized that. But the timing of it, truly stunning. Great timing there. Great teamwork there, Christian. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline USA.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Titillating Sports continues on Sports Byline USA.
All right, there was another trade, but we're kind of out of time here. Kristaps Porzingis is going to be leaving Boston as they work to get under that second apron of the salary cap and salary cap tax. But we'll talk about that another day. I want to end this one with talking about Ketel Marte, second baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks. It was something I've never seen before in baseball. In between innings, he was behind second base, crouched, and was very upset, tears streaming down his face. And it was, I'm like, what's the context here? Turns out a spectator yelled something about his late mother during an at-bat Tuesday night at Chicago's Wright Field. It's the White Sox. The man was ejected, according to a Diamondbacks spokesperson, at the request of Tori Lavullo and Jeff Bannister, that is the manager and the bench coach of the Diamondbacks. The fan has been banned indefinitely from attending White Sox home games, the team told ESPN's Jesse Rogers today. He's a 22-year-old who was very apologetic and remorseful after the fact and admitted to being very inappropriate and stupid with his comments. Ketel Marte's mother, Elpidia Valdez, died in a car accident in the Dominican Republic back in 2017. And Lavullo said he heard what the fan said as Marte was batting in the top of the seventh. He put his head down, and I could tell and had an immediate impact on him for sure. I could see he was sobbing. It hurt. But I told him, I love you, I'm with you, and we're all together, and you're not alone. Yeah, that fan's an idiot. I'm glad he got banned. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports.